Hello, everyone, and welcome to Journey to Success Radio Network. My name is Tom Tutall Cunningham. I'm a Napoleon Hill Foundation certified instructor and resiliency expert, helping people to live positively with the challenges of life. You can find out more about me in this interview at my website, which is tall.com. My guest today is Dave Wilkins. Dave Wilkins, from 10,000 Coffees. Dave is a social entrepreneur developing innovative ways for global organizations, governments, and industries to better connect with the next generation. He is the founder of 10,000coffees.com, the world's first movement democratizing opportunity by connecting industry leaders with the next generation over a coffee. Experts from over 800 organizations spanning 30 industries nationwide have already joined the movement, and its network is growing every day. Dave's firsthand experience and original views on 21st century mentorship have earned him speaking opportunities for global audiences of top CEOs, including YPO events and a recent TED Talk titled The Death of the Resume. He is the recipient of Profit Guide's 2012 Fuel Award, Strategy's Gold Shopper Innovation Award, and he's twice been recognized as a Marketing Magazine Top 30 Entrepreneur Under 30. A millennial himself, Dave and his 10,000 Coffees team are on a mission to bridge the gap between the leaders of today and the leaders of tomorrow, fostering mutually beneficial conversations that shape what's next. Welcome to the show today, Dave.
Thanks for having me.
I am intrigued by this talk, TED Talk you did, The Death of the Resume. What is that about? Because that's an interesting title.
Yeah, I mean, right now we have one of the most interesting times for the next generation where, for the first time ever, this generation has so many insights and understandings that the older generation doesn't have. But without the older generation and being able to work with a lot of the experience and intuition that you get with experience, these next generation young people wouldn't be able to do what they need to do. And so you have these two generations that need to work together, but as of now, they just are challenged to figure out exactly how to do that. And the biggest challenge in all of that is that the way they're working together is using resumes. So the way that young people or the next generation is getting opportunity is by sending resumes out to people. But the skill sets that these millennials have don't actually transcend through a resume like skill sets did, you know, 10 or 15 years ago, where it was very, you know, basic skill sets. And so now we have this opportunity to help these young people actually break through, but they need to do it without a resume. And so that's where there's a lot of opportunity for innovation so that students and recent grads, young professionals, can actually get those first steps and get opportunity ultimately.
Wow. So true. I hadn't thought of it that way. So I'm a mentor on 10,000coffees.com, as is my colleague Peter Gorrell here at TechBlox. So tell us a little bit about the 10,000 Coffees movement and how did it come to be?
So 10,000 Coffees happened after talking to CEOs and senior business leaders in over 10 countries around the world. And these conversations started with a very simple agenda, and it was, how can we help global leaders be able to better connect with the next generation, to be able to make their organizations future-proofed and help just individuals better understand what these young people are all about and helping them be able to tap into the potential. And so we sat down in these meetings, and what we saw was really two really basic but interesting insights. The first was that global CEOs of organizations wanted their entire and knew that they needed their entire organizations, from the customer service representative right through to the CEO, to be experts at youth. They needed them to understand youth. They needed them to know what youth wanted, and they needed to know how to embrace this next generation more effectively. And so this, the CEO kind of describes it as, hey, Dave, we need our entire organization, everybody in the company, to be able to become experts at millennials. The interesting part of that, though, is they didn't need to learn more about youth. They needed to actually be able to have practical solutions to go out and be an expert. The second thing that they continuously said was all of them had a recent story where they went for coffee with somebody, a young person, and it blew them away. They were so inspired. They had a number of different follow-up actions where they were going to go work together, or the young person was going to be able to get an introduction to their organization for a job, or be able to go meet an interesting team to go collaborate on something. And so it was this coffee conversation that kind of enlightened them in a way that they almost had a renewed hope for what was this next generation. And so we went back to the office and we thought, you know, if they need everybody, their entire organizations of, you know, hundreds of thousands of people in some organizations to become experts at the next generation. And the way that these CEOs were doing it was they were going for coffees. What makes an expert is 10,000 hours. And the currency of expertise was coffees. So that's when we created 10,000 coffees as a way for individual by individual, company by company, country by country to become experts at the next generation. And
nice.
And then we launched. And so we launched earlier this year, and now everybody can just participate by going to 10,000coffees.com. They can join. They're able to tell their story, the types of things that they do, and ultimately the conversations that they're interested in having. And then these, you know, 18 to 30-year-olds from across the country who are inspired to meet with all different types of industry leaders, from nurses and doctors to George Stramopoulos and Chris Hadfield and everything in between. They go on and they're able to share with you their ideas. And if you're interested, you're able to go and have a coffee conversation. But it all just starts by going to 10,000coffees.com and joining.
Yes, and it's very easy to do. Great website. As I said, I've joined it, as has my colleague Peter Girl, and so 10,000coffees.com. And so that also kind of explains where that the name came from as well. And so that's what I had wondered when I first signed up or heard about it. I wonder where that name came from. So very cool.
Yeah.
Now, why should experts with busy schedules go on coffee conversations with young people? What's the benefit to them when they have a jam-packed calendar, a lot of these people?
Well, what we've heard from experts is, you know, at first they think it's a opportunity to give back. And, you know, of course, this is a good thing to do. But through the way that 10,000 Coffees works, it actually allows you to reach interesting thought leaders that you otherwise would never get to be contacted by. And we make it easy for you to set up that conversation, make sure that it's the right type of person you want to meet with. And it is helping people who first thought they were giving back actually walk out more inspired than the young person. And we hear this constantly from our what we call our experts or our mentors, is that they're actually getting more inspiration and more learnings and more insights than in their opinion, than what they think the young person took away. And so it's this real, true reverse mentorship where when you are more effectively paired with somebody for a coffee and you get to choose who you meet with based on the ideas that they share with you, that you have a better conversation. But the other thing is, I mean, I imagine if you think about the listeners of the show or yourself, you probably already go for coffees with a young person. And, I mean, it's not a new concept by any stretch. The question, though, is what would happen if you democratized just one of those coffee conversations to somebody that otherwise may never be able to know who you are or what you do or what you care about? The impact that that could have on any leader is profound. And so the question is, you know, take one of those coffee conversations that you probably already go for, democratize it, and see what the results can be. And from what we've seen from thousands of these coffee conversations is that experts walk away more inspired than they think the young person did. But of course, you know, they both walk away equally inspired.
Yeah. Exactly. And that happens so much when you give your time in any kind of service or volunteering, in my case, and of course talk to many other people, that when you give of your time to help other people, you end up feeling sometimes better than the people that you're helping. Kind of a great benefit to have from volunteering your time. And yeah, like people like myself, we can learn so much from these people that we are mentoring. They just have different skill sets, different ideas, and whenever I meet with someone young and over coffee, I end up rejuvenated, energized, and usually with a few new ideas or learned a few things as well. So although I go to serve and help others, I end up coming away smarter and rejuvenated myself.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's so much to learn when you bring these two different people together that have shared interests but very different perspectives.
Yeah, definitely. Now, someone may be thinking, an older person like me might be thinking, well, I'm not a CEO, or I'm not a president, I'm not a business owner. What kind of experts are available on your website to meet for coffee? Because I know, because I've been on your 10,000coffees.com website, and there are all kinds of different experts there, aren't there? Hello?
Hi there.
Yeah.
Yep.
I've been on your website, as I said, and there's all kinds of experts available. What kind of experts are available through your site?
Yeah, so we encourage anyone, whether you're a potential student that's trying to figure out what you might go and study, or whether you're a global CEO, and every single person in between can join 10,000 Coffees and actually find conversations. And the types of people that are available for coffee are a wide range, and we do that because people all have some type of expertise to share, and we have recent grads who are doing really interesting roles at a new company that are helping first year college or university students be able to figure out their career paths. So, you know, who would have thought that a 23-year-old can actually be a really effective kind of mentor? And that 23-year-old is able to really walk away with a lot of insights about this next generation. Sometimes they're able to actually hire great people for their organization. There's so many things that they can take away. But then we have people who are retired and who may have worked in a trade, in a professional organization, or as an entrepreneur. And now that they're retired, oftentimes they have more time, and it's their chance to really stay connected and plugged in, and so they too can join. Really, anyone can go to 10,000coffees.com, can join, and there'll be an experience or conversation opportunity for them.
Nice. And for young people, if they have never enjoyed this mentorship relationship or never had a mentor, there are so many benefits to it, and one of them could be just learning from older people the mistakes and the challenges and the errors that they made. At my age, I've come to see that if you can avoid some of those pitfalls as well as get great ideas, that will certainly make your path a little smoother and a lot quicker.
Yeah, absolutely.
And is this 10,000 Coffees, how many countries are represented as far as mentors and people being mentored? I know I'm in Canada, but I imagine this can be a global thing for you.
Yeah, we have people predominantly we're in Canada right now, but we are going to be expanding into a number of other countries around the world. But already we have leaders and youth from all over the world. It's actually been a really great tool for international new Canadians who have come to Canada but lack a network and are often, very educated or very high potential and ready to join and be productive players in the workforce but lack the network. So
I hadn't thought of that, yeah.
Yeah, we have people from dozens of countries using 10,000 coffees.
Wow, I hadn't thought of that. So yeah, someone comes new to Canada, it would be great to have a mentor from your same country where you came from who could really maybe help you establish yourself, introduce you to a few people, and as you said, build up your network. And I'm born and raised in Canada, so I didn't think of that, but we do have so many immigrants coming here, and it can, I'm sure, be very challenging to get started in a new country when often you don't know anybody and you don't know the ropes of the country. And so that is a great example of how someone from an international background can help others through 10,000coffees.com. So well done. I hadn't thought of that. I'm interested in this marketing magazine, Top 30 Entrepreneur Under 30. Well done. Talk to me a little bit about that. You also have your Strategies Gold Shopper Innovation Award. Those are nice to have, and Top 30 Under 30 is a nice title to have as well.
Yeah, I mean, I've been lucky to have an outstanding team that has produced internationally recognized work, and for some reason they give me those awards, but really it's about this incredible team that is on a mission to really help any organization, government, company, or individual better understand, connect, and engage with youth.
Wow. And I see on your website you have the president at Samsung Electronics is one of the people that is mentoring young people. That's quite a lineup you have. If someone goes on your website just to see the four examples of people that are acting as mentors, there's some tremendous talent in there, isn't there?
Yeah, we have thousands of leaders from all across Canada, and yeah, it ranges from the CEO of McDonald's, the president of Samsung, the CEO of TELUS, all the way to people who are, you know, small business owners in rural Canadian areas who are also interested in connecting with the next generation, and again, everything in between. So the vastness is what makes it so important, and it also just makes 10,000coffees.com a destination that really democratizes the opportunity for both, for all people to be able to connect and share those ideas or coffee.
And your website has an amazing blog as well. How to Royally Screw Up a Job Interview. That was the last post you had, which is an intriguing title. And some keys for building everlasting professional relationships. A great blog post as well. Is this something you do full-time, Dave? Is this your full-time occupation, or do you do other things as well?
10,000 coffees is every single waking hour of about 20 people's time. It's a full scale organization that is, you know, as you see now, is making up an online platform that democratizes opportunity and is helping tens of thousands of young people. But on the other hand, helping thousands of organizations be able to unlock the potential of youth.
Nice. Now, how does this monetize? Because it's free for me to be a mentor, and it's free for people to join to be mentored. Where's the money?
Yeah, 10,000coffees.com will always be free for people to go and visit the website and join. Where we're looking at opportunities is we're working with a few major organizations and even industries who are looking at ways where they can actually have more robust feature sets. So they're looking at, you know, more access, being able to onboard their entire companies, and so we're looking at more premium feature sets that will be offered to businesses.
Yeah.
And that's something that we'll start rolling out in 2015.
Nice. Now, I see in the Percolator part of your website, the virtual weekly virtual group chats, all these guys have 10,000 coffees mug. I want one of those mugs. Where do you get those?
Yes, yeah, we our beloved 10,000 coffees mugs. We made those at launch, and we've actually fallen in love with this particular mug. We'll have to get you connected with our team. But in general, people that you know, do interesting things on social media or share their stories or partner with us, often a mug will end up on their desk.
Very nice. And these guys on your website are probably holding their mug in front of them. And I noticed another thing on the website, again, we'll remind people, 10,000coffees.com, that you do some virtual meetups as well, because people might think, well, I'm in a remote area, or I don't always have time to go out and meet with someone in person. You do a number of Google Hangout chats and online meeting and that kind of thing as well. So talk about that, because that's a really convenient way for young people and for older people to participate in 10,000coffees.com.
Yeah, we, you know, the world is a big place, but it's so small at the same time. And fortunately, no matter where you're located, there'll be a conversation that's waiting for you. And how that conversation takes place, whether it's an in-person coffee or whether it's using something like a Google Hangout or even a phone call, we allow our conversations to take place through any of those mediums.
Yeah, exactly. And Google Hangout is a great way. I do a number of coaching and mentoring things through Google Hangout. It's so easy to do. It's like you're just sitting across the table from someone, but you're doing it virtually. And so a great way for people, even busy people, they're sitting at their computer sometime during the day. So even busy people can participate in some of these virtual chats. And as you said, phone call as well. When someone is a mentor like myself, I imagine they're very open to whatever way is easiest to connect with someone who needs a mentor. And so keep that in mind. It doesn't necessarily always have to be face-to-face. It could be through Google Hangout, could be a phone call, could be a series of emails. You know, I'm sure people like myself who have joined as mentors are very open to any way that they can help young people. It is a way for us to volunteer and pass on our skills, knowledge, and experience.
Absolutely. And I mean, we've seen so many success stories where somebody, in some cases, actually in other countries around the world, was able to be discovered and connected with some a recent grad from Canada. And now they're actually going to be working together on a global project. So no matter where you're from, the whole point is to be able to democratize opportunity to someone from the next generation that might have an idea or an insight or a desire that that is exactly in line with what people are looking to talk about. And so we don't want borders or regions to limit that.
Nice, nice. Wow, this is an exciting opportunity, Dave. I see that this can easily go global. It's going to grow and expand, and it makes it easy both for the mentor and a young person looking for a mentor to participate in various ways that they can participate as well. So let's remind people again, 10,000coffees.com. If you're an older person like me, 51, consider joining. Be a mentor. Pass on your knowledge and wisdom to the younger generation. It's easy to do. It's fun to do. And as we talked about earlier, you end up learning a lot yourself and getting rejuvenated and energized. And if you're a young person, having a mentor can be one of the most important things you can do for the success in your career and in your life, and to avoid a lot of the potholes along the way. So certainly, if you're a young person, find a mentor. There's some amazing people on 10,000coffees.com, and it would be cool just to chat to some of them because they are some amazing people. So, again, 10,000coffees.com, and amazing. Oh, wow, you got Chris Hatfield's picture just popped up on the website. I almost stood in line for 2 hours at the Toronto International Book Fair just to meet him and get his autograph. So very cool. That's quite a coup to have people like that on your site. Thanks so much for joining me today, Dave. This is an amazing initiative. It's going to change a lot of lives, both people being mentored, and it's going to change lives of people mentoring as well, because they're going to get a lot of value out of passing on their knowledge and wisdom to the younger generation.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and congratulations on all your great work, and looking forward to continuing to work with you and all your listeners.
Thanks so much, Dave.
Okay.
Again, everybody, 10,000coffees.com. Go there now, go there today, and sign up either to be a mentor, or if you need a mentor, look at all the amazing people that are available on the site to mentor you. Have yourself an amazing day, Dave, and thanks so much for joining me today.
Thanks so much. Take care.
Take care.